Divine Office. Wednesday, Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Before whom shall I shrink?
When evildoers draw near to devour my flesh, it is they, my enemies and foes, who stumble and fall.
Though an army encamp against me, my heart would not fear. Though war break out against me, even then would I trust.
There is one thing I ask of the Lord, for this I long, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to savour the sweetness of the Lord, to behold his temple.
For there he keeps me safe in his tent in the day of evil. He hides me in the shelter of his tent. On a rock he sets me safe.
And now my head shall be raised above my foes who surround me, and I shall offer within his tent a sacrifice of joy.
I will sing and make music for the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear?
I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me.
I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me.
O Lord, hear my voice when I call. Have mercy and answer. Of you my heart has spoken. Seek his face.
It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. Dismiss not your servant in anger. You have been my help.
Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my help. Though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me.
Instruct me, Lord, in your way. On an even path lead me. When they lie in ambush, protect me from my enemy's greed. False witnesses rise against me, breathing out fury.
I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him, hold firm, and take heart. Hope in the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, you protect and strengthen those who hope in you. You heard the cry of your Son and kept him safe in your tent in the day of evil. Grant that your servants who seek your face in times of trouble may see your goodness in the land of the living.
I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me.
He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way, the primacy is his.
He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way, the primacy is his. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light.
He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son.
Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible.
All were created through him. All were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being.
It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything.
It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and, by means of him, to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way, the primacy is his. A reading from James. Act on this word. If all you do is listen to it, you are deceiving yourselves. There is, on the other hand, the man who peers into freedom's ideal law and abides by it. He is no forgetful listener, but one who carries out the law in practice. Blessed will this man be in whatever he does.
Claim me once more as your own, Lord, and have mercy on me.
Claim me once more as your own, Lord, and have mercy on me.
Do not abandon me with the wicked.
Have mercy on me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Claim me once more as your own, Lord, and have mercy on me.
The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children for ever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
In all that we do, let the name of the Lord be praised, for he surrounds his chosen people with boundless love. Let our prayers rise up to him.
Lord, show us your love.
Remember your church, Lord.
Keep her from every evil, and let her grow to the fullness of your love.
Lord, show us your love.
Let the nations recognize you as the one true God.
And Jesus, your Son, as the Messiah whom you sent.
Lord, show us your love.
Grant prosperity to our neighbors.
Give them life and happiness forever.
Lord, show us your love.
Console those who are burdened with oppressive work and daily hardships.
Preserve the dignity of workers.
Lord, show us your love.
Open wide the doors of your compassion to those who have died today.
And in your mercy, receive them into your kingdom.
Lord, show us your love.
To these prayers, we pause to add the intercessions of our own hearts. Let us pray.
Lord, show us your love.
Now let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, watch over us by day and by night. In the midst of life's countless changes, strengthen us with your never-changing love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.